the side of the car, across the front of it, and jump right off the side of the bridge in front of you.
The only people that really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going to Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to Hammer Lane Legends. I'm your host, Tony Merkel, and my dad is Brian Merkel. He's not here right now, but he's here in spirit, and that's what counts. If you have a crazy and wild experience you want to share with us from the road, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Or go to the website, hammerlanelegends.com. Hit the contact section, and you can reach us that way as well. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. If you're looking for emergency preparedness food, it's a crazy world we're living in. If you want to make sure you and your family are ready to rock in case of emergency, go to preparewithhll.com. That's preparewithhll.com. There you can get yourself emergency supplies like food, seeds, other things like that. Just surf the website. We have a ton there at preparewithhll.com. And if you get a 4-week supply of food, we'll knock $100 off for you right there on the spot. Now, we have a voicemail line, and it is a great thing for people to be able to call in and leave a little short story on the voicemail line that we play on the show. Anything more than 15 minutes, we suggest you just email us and we'll get you on the show for a full-blown interview. But if you want to leave a voicemail, go ahead and give us a call. 515-585-MERK, M-E-R-K. That's 515-585-6375. That is a voicemail line that you can call if you got a short little story you want to share with us on the show. We'll play it during the intro when my dad is actually here in studio to record with me. Now, let's get to this week's show. We have Alicia coming on the show. We had a great time talking to her, so let's get to her right now. All right, today we got Alicia on the show. Alicia, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Dad, say hi.
Hi, Alicia. Well, you already said you're
hello.
Doing well, so it's nice to talk to you.
Yeah.
Nice to talk to you, too.
That started to become a routine for me.
I know.
I like saying it. I like saying it. I almost want to get to it before you say hi so I can say it.
Just totally throws me off.
Oh, Alicia, so I hear you are an Uber driver. So we're going to start off with this. First of all, I want to ask you, would you recommend being an Uber driver? Because it's something that I thought about doing to pick up some extra cash.
I would say, yeah, I really enjoyed my time when I did it. But you have to be a people person for sure to do that if you want to do well in that type of a environment, which I think you are. So I think you'd be
I don't know.
You have now your dad trapped. Might have a different opinion, but
I've never been trapped inside of a 4-foot space with Tony. I don't know if that's good.
Yeah,
I'm only kidding.
No, it's probably true though. Listen, I'm a people person. I love talking to people and being around people. I just don't do good with the controversy with people. I don't really put up with a whole lot of stuff. I have a very short fuse. So with some of your stories that we're going to be talking about today, I'm assuming that's what we're talking about here with Tony not being a people person.
Yeah, buddy.
But
I have some pretty crazy stories.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting. I even thought about recently trying to do the whole Uber thing or Uber Eats, DoorDash, things like that. But I'm really starting to think that they're going to require their drivers soon to have that vaccination. Mm. And I'm not a big fan of that.
You're going to have to do it too as a truck driver.
Well, I guess I'll be unemployed.
Mm.
Right. Well, honestly, Tony, I would just wonder where you'd get the time. Yeah. To do something else.
Well, I would just do it.
He's
in
got
middle.
20 minutes here, 10 yeah. minutes there, you know, I was, short runs.
I was thinking what I was going to do was I was actually going to do it at like 11 o'clock at night or something like that and just go to like 2 or 3 in the morning, come home, sleep for like 4 hours, then get up and go. But You're looking at me like I'm crazy. So yeah, I are. Probably shouldn't do that.
Well, that's the time that I did it. When I drove, it was Friday nights. No, I'm sorry. Actually, I did Thursday nights, Friday nights, and sometimes Saturday nights. And it was those times. But that's also because I live in Columbus, which has OSU and all of their all that whole scene. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I imagine
it was very busy.
Yeah. I mean, because if I wanted to, I guess the real money would be down in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. But I probably wouldn't make my way down there. I would just kind of make chump change on the suburbs. So, yeah. But yeah, it's something I thought about for sure. And, you know, one of the things that kind of put it on the back burner for me was we had a driver at my terminal who was doing Uber during the day and then driving truck at night. And he was barely sleeping and he wound up totaling our truck. And it turns out he was an Uber driver.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. So I guess work doesn't look kindly on you skipping out on sleep to drive Uber. So.
No, because the thing is legally as a truck driver, you have to claim time that you work that you get paid for like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't just, you know, work 5 or 6 hours during the day and then work at night. Because that goes into your hours of service as a truck driver.
Yep. Yep. So you got to be careful with that stuff. And all the truckers out there know exactly what Pops is talking about. Yeah. Alicia, talk to me about some of these experiences that you had. Take it away wherever you want to start, because I'm sitting here laughing when I was reading your email.
Okay, sure. So basically, I started driving for Uber in 2017. I actually signed up in January because I was ticked off because I realized had I started sooner, I could have worked the New Year's Eve shift and had made a lot of money. So my cousin drove for a while too, and that's who got me into it. So I drove from 2017 to it was like the end of 2019. I might have had a couple days in the early 2020s, but once COVID hit and I wasn't quite sure what all that was going to entail, I just decided to stop driving. I just didn't want to take any chances. But during that time, I had a lot of crazy things happen. Some really heartwarming things, some really frustrating things, and some scary things. So, but I, like I said, I live in Columbus, Ohio. And so we have our college, you know, like downtown Columbus. We have the downtown area, we have Ohio State University, and then we have German Village. And so all three of those places have a pretty big nightlife, I guess is what you would say. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, driving, like I said, before Friday nights, some Saturday nights. And for whatever reason, with OSU, Thursday nights were really busy for their bar scene. So I don't know if it's because some students just didn't have classes on Fridays, so they started their weekends early. But so I saw a lot during my time driving down there.
Were you ever in college? Did you ever go to college?
I did, but I didn't go to like OSU. I just went to our community college. So I have my associate's degree.
Okay, so that explains it then. So you went to you went to a community college, which means you were an actual responsible student. Students that go to college away from mom and dad and live at college, Fridays is like the first day of the weekend. It's Saturday. They skip out of class, all that stuff. They're not interested. It's like, oh, I have one class today. It's Friday. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Time to start drinking.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about right. And my husband actually works for OSU. And so he's just some of the things he's seen down there. It's pretty funny, too. But that's for a different show. But yeah. So. All right. Was there a certain story you'd want me to start out with or just start from the top?
Start from the top. Yep. I think they're all great. So I'm just down for whatever you want to throw out.
It's going to be a fun ride.
Oh, I hope so. I hope that this is worth your time. But all right. So, you know, starting out, I'm very thankful for GPS because, you know, whenever we go anywhere, my husband always drives. He used to deliver pizza when he was really young. And so he's always been really good with directions. Me, not so much. So that's a, for an Uber driver, that's a probably not a great thing. But thankfully, we have our GPS. So it tells us where to go. But one thing I've noticed with, at least with my GPS, and I'm not saying this is an Uber issue. This could have been completely my issue too. But I was constantly being taken to places that I wasn't supposed to be. I would, you know, the customer would input an address and I would end up like in a back alley somewhere. Hmm. And it would tell me I've arrived. And I'm like, no, I clearly haven't arrived. I don't think this is where I'm supposed to be.
At least you hope you didn't arrive.
Well, true. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that is very true. I just kept on moving. Like, nope, not stopping there. But so one time I had this guy and I had just started driving for Uber. I hadn't been driving that long. And he put in an address. And I drove to the location and it was a sports arena. And I'm sitting out there and I'm seeing all these people walking past back and forth. And he never comes up to my car because usually a customer will, you know, because they'll give you like a description of a car, your driver's name, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so I called him after a few minutes. And as soon as he answered the phone, he was ticked. And I tried to calm him down and describe, you know, where he was at. And he was extremely frustrated, you know, telling me, you know, it is your job to know where I am. And I said, well, sir, I'm where you told me to be. I'm where you put in your, you know, in the app. And I'm trying to get him to describe, you know, what he sees. And he's describing this area that I have no idea where he's at. It is nothing like what I see. And so I realized, okay, maybe this is an app thing, you know, maybe it's the GPS, maybe there's something wrong. So I drive around the building trying to see, you know, what he's looking at. And it's not even close to what I see. And, he kept getting angrier and angrier. And so I finally just ended the phone call and ended the ride. I was like, nope, I'm not going to deal with this. This guy is really ticked off. Yeah. That's the last thing I need is for this man to be in my car and angry. And so I leave the area and almost immediately I get another ping or another ride request. And it was to the same location. And I figured, oh, well, you know, this is probably another rider because they had just let out, you know, the game had just let out. And so I accept it and I start driving over there. And as soon as I turn around, I get a phone call and it's the guy, because when, for people that haven't driven for Uber, haven't ever ridden with Uber, you can actually call your driver and the driver can call you. Now, when they call me, they're not actually calling my phone number. It's kind of like they make the call. It's like a, I don't know what you call it, like a fake number almost. Like they can get to me, but it's not my actual number. So anyways, he calls me and it's the same guy. And I'm like, oh, no, sir. I said, I don't think you, do you really want to go down this road with me again? Because you don't know where you are and neither do I. And he just starts yelling at me. And so I just hung up and he probably requested me about four more times.
Wow.
And I just kept declining. And I drove away from that area because I thought there is no way I'm going to deal with this guy who's freaking out. If I ever do find him, what is he going to be like once he actually gets into my vehicle?
Exactly.
Maybe he requested you four more times because he really liked you.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I did not like him.
Maybe you treated him better than all the other Uber drivers.
Well, he just might as well walk home because that kind of attitude, he wasn't going to get any rides.
Yeah. What you should have said was, sir, I'm looking for you. Can you please put on I'm a jerk hat and I'll be able to see you better.
I should have had him doing like charades. You know, can you turn around in a circle or can you, you know?
There you go.
Sir, everybody does this. Please start doing jumping jacks right now. I'll be able to see you. This is how we do this. Welcome to Uber.
Right.
Welcome to Uber. Yeah.
Yeah. This is what we do when we just can't seem to find you.
So how does that work then? I mean, do you get, you know, like in trouble by Uber if you cancel the guy, or is it all up to your discretion?
It is up to your discretion. So I can cancel and then I can even call in and let them know why, you know, I've canceled, or like if you have an unruly customer and you end the ride or you decline it, you can always tell them why. Now, he could have then called Uber and complained about me, which is possible, but I never received any feedback from him. So as far as I know, he never.
Well, considering the guy couldn't even tell you where he was because he didn't know, he probably didn't know how to leave a review even if he wanted to.
So. Oh, I know. For all I know, this guy was like on the opposite side of town. I have no idea because he surely did not know where he was.
I'm trying to leave a review. Sir, do you have the app open? Yes, I'm on Facebook. Please tell me how to leave a review.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. He
it's just crazy. Yeah. I mean, you know, this is why I drive by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. There were times where I really questioned my decision for my second job. This was really worth it.
I can understand that.
Yeah. You know, just a few weeks ago, I had hurt my shoulder at work, and I opted to just work through it. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to, well, they suggested I go to a doctor, but I didn't want to be out of work and dealing with all that nonsense. But the biggest thing that I didn't want to deal with is working in the office, because if I'm on light duty, I got to work in the office. And they said, then you can come in here and work with us. And I'm like, I told my dispatcher, Jim, I said, Jim, there's a reason why I work by myself. There's a reason why I'm in the truck and not in here. I don't play nice with others.
Exactly.
like it's not a good idea if I get stuck in this office for 4 or 5 weeks. It nobody's going to like that.
There's no survivors. Let's just put it that
way. It's not good for you. It's not good for me.
Yeah. It's like, listen, I've been in the truck for a long time. I even if I thought it'd be a good idea to try, it wouldn't work. Yeah. I'm just used to doing my own thing. Yeah. So I have my routine, you know?
That's funny. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, so that guy was a peach. And how far into driving for Uber did that happen for you?
Oh, gosh.
Like, were you a veteran driver by then?
Not a veteran, but I had been working for a couple months. So I had at least, you know, dealt with people enough to know, you know, to realize that that this guy was, there was going to be no pleasing him, and I probably wouldn't be able to find him anyways. So at some point it's almost like I'm losing money by still dealing with you.
Yeah.
And I've always tried to be very professional, very calm. I've noticed that when I'm calm, I can usually calm others down. Usually this guy, not so much. So I was like, nope, this isn't even worth it. Moving on.
Makes sense. So yeah. Where do we go from here? I mean, let me ask you this real quick. Was that the first experience you had with Uber that was just like, holy crap, that was nuts?
Yeah,
okay.
It was. Okay. I mean, I had like some customers that were, you know, just kind of jerkish, or, you know, didn't really want to talk, or just kind of snippy, you know, and usually I can read people when they come into my car. You know, I can tell if they're going to be someone that, you know, wants to talk, or maybe they just want to listen to music. So yeah, he was my first though, like, holy crap. you know,
I think I would just have a little,
is this how some people are?
That I could put up behind my seat and says the driver's deaf. Don't bother talking. You know,
yeah,
that's all. You know, just let's not have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm just here to take you where you want to go. Shut up.
Right. Yeah, I think I think my dad would last maybe a week in Uber then.
If that.
Uber will be calling you to say, we're
firing you. Yeah. I got fired from Uber.
It takes a lot to do that.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Well, you know, and it's interesting too, because, you know, where we have one guy who didn't know where the heck he was and extremely angry with me, you know, I had another experience with another person, and it was kind of flip-flopped. They knew exactly where they were. They had inputted the right address, but I just couldn't seem to find them. And I promise I was a very good Uber driver. This probably doesn't sound like I was, but sometimes when I was downtown, I don't know if it's just because there's so many businesses and so many people using the app. Just sometimes it was very difficult to find people. And there was one month, and I can't remember if this was before or after the guy that freaked out on me, but I was driving around downtown and it was extremely cold outside and it had been snowing. And so there was a bunch of snow on the ground, and driving downtown Columbus absolutely sucks. I hate it. There's a ton of one-way streets, and there's construction all of the time. So, it would tell me to go down a street, but that street would be marked off because they were doing something, fixing something, who knows what. So sometimes it made driving downtown, especially like on a Friday night when there's literally the whole population of, Pennsylvania in downtown. trying to drive down there and find your rider, sometimes that can make it really tricky. And so it was one of those nights I was driving, and I kept circling my rider. Basically, he had given me the his location, and I couldn't find him. And so I finally called him and I said, "Hi, this is Alicia, your Uber driver. I am so sorry, but I cannot find you. It keeps telling me that I've arrived at my location and I am in an alley." I'm like, this is, I said, unless you're in an alley, it's not taking me to the right place. I said, if you want to cancel this and look for another Uber driver, that's okay. And I'll totally understand. And this guy was so excited to hear me or to talk to me. And he was like, "Oh no, honey, it's fine. I'll wait for you. Don't worry about it." He said, "You just keep driving. You'll find me eventually." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people out here. I don't know if it'll be very easy to find you." He said, "Oh no, honey, it will. I'm in stilettos and a big blue wig." And wow. I said, "Oh, okay." And he said, "Oh yeah, honey." He says, I'm here from," and he actually said he was from Pennsylvania. I don't remember where. And he says, "I'm in from Pennsylvania for the drag show this weekend." And he was like, "Don't worry, you'll find me." And I eventually did. And sure enough, I drive up and here's this guy in this tight fitting dress with stiletto heels and a giant blue wig. And he gets into my car. I just look over at him. I'm like, "Well, it's nice to meet you." He goes, "Oh, honey, it's so nice to meet you." And I had the best time with that guy.
I believe it.
Oh, it was so funny. The whole entire time he's messing with his wig, messing with his makeup, talking to me, asking me all sorts of questions. We actually had a really good time.
So like that guy sounds like just a cheerful guy. And, so one, it's amazing that you can find the guy when you actually know what you're looking for. Blue wig, perfect. So,
right.
this is the kind of guy I am. We're driving, and I'd say, "So, how'd we wind up here? So, what? Tell me your story. Like, you didn't come out the womb dressing like that. So, at what point did you decide that screw it, I'm just going to be me and I'm just going to, do my thing." Like there's a story there. And right. I can't imagine, he wouldn't have told you. I mean, did he tell you?
Oh goodness. No, but see, that's why you'd probably be great at this then. Being a, being a podcast host, you could probably get a lot of stuff out of people. No, he didn't really. I mean, he talked about how, the things that we did talk about, he was very sweet. He asked me a lot of questions. Once he found out that I wasn't going to hate him for being a drag queen, he opened up a lot more. I actually have two dads that I love to death. And so that, you know, breaks down some barriers a lot of times with people.
Yeah.
They realize I'm not a bigot and I'm not going to hate them. So, you know, he talked a little bit about, you know, being in Pennsylvania and how, you know, he loves coming to Columbus because it's so much more open than where he lives. And it bugs me that I can't remember where in Pennsylvania he lived. And I don't know Pennsylvania that well. So I don't know how accepting they, you know, you Pennsylvanians are. But he said he really enjoyed coming down to Ohio and doing these drag shows, I guess, once a year. He did have a Facebook page, but
like a fan page.
Yeah. Oh. And you know, at the time, I went on to it, and I even tried to find it again before I came on the show, but I could not for the life of me remember his stage name. So
that's all right. We don't do Facebook name anymore. we're boycotting Facebook. So we we still have the Facebook page and stuff. But all right, so I should say I'm boycotting Facebook.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. But
well, you know, Facebook is becoming more and more not a fan of a lot of people.
Yes. So if you're not a fan of me, I'm not a fan of you either. So
that's right.
I like asking people questions. So and this is absolutely not boastful at all, but it's just for the conversation's sake. The other day I went to the gas station to get my usual food and stuff for the day. And there's a homeless guy out. Well, I thought he was homeless, and I walked by him, and he said, "Excuse me, sir, do you have any change?" I said, "Man, I don't carry cash, but what do you need?" And I bought him some food and some water and drinks, apple juice, all that crap. And I come out and I give it to him. And, you could tell he was like, you know, kind of, I guess, ashamed. I don't know. Like he was, you know, shy about the whole situation. And so I just stood there. I said, "What's your story, dude?" And he just kind of looked at me and I said, "I mean, how'd you wind up here? What's going on?" And we talked for about 15 minutes. And it was just interesting. Like once you ask somebody the question, "Tell me your story," it breaks down a lot of barriers, because then they're like, "Oh, okay, you want to talk?" And it's like, yeah.
this is Tony in his big county.
Very big.
This is his dad in his little, very rural home. Yes. I don't mind your business. You don't mind my business.
Well, listen, I just bought the guy breakfast.
It sounds
what I mean?
So terrible sometimes. That's kind of like, I don't even know my neighbors.
That's true. He doesn't. You've been there
for 21 years. I wave, you know. That's just
and
me.
And this is why you wouldn't be a very good Uber driver. Right.
Exactly. So, I mean, you have to know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I know who I am. And it's not that I don't like people.
That's right.
I do.
Exactly.
I love people. I really do love people. I'm not a.
You're not like me.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not a find out your story kind of guy.
Yeah, I just you know.
Does that? And I hope that doesn't sound terrible, because I don't mean it in a terrible way.
No,
I think people are awesome.
I don't walk around to everybody I find and say, "Tell me your story." But it's just like, you know, I bought the guy food and stuff, and I would have felt bad just doing a drop and run kind of thing, like, "Here, yeah, see you." You
know what I mean? I guess so. That was really nice. That is actually really nice.
Don't say that. I didn't say it to be boastful.
I know, so. But it's just really nice. It's nice to know I raised my kid right.
Even though,
there you go.
You know,
and he's not saying that to be boastful.
No.
To me.
I love it. That's great. That's a good one.
That's hilarious.
I'm here all weekend.
That's great.
Hopefully that doesn't come across as being big. Like I don't care what people do. I don't care what your persuasions are. I'm not offended by anything unless you're breaking the law. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I would hope, you know, it's a shame that this person lived in a place where he felt that way. In this state, because I would hope, you know, more people would, you know, "Hey, look, you.
And that's how I look at life. Unless you're in some very specific places in this country, being a drag queen, you're gonna have people who are gonna be like, "Dude, what is wrong with you?" Kind
and
of
it's
thing,
a
you
shame.
Know?
Because you do you.
But I would just say this, and we're not going to turn this into a preaching show, but I would just say this, like, as you're a Christian dad, I'm a Christian, and Alicia, you're a Christian too. We were talking about that beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like, like our job is to love people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yep. Not to agree with people, but to love people. And so
unqualified.
Yeah. And it's just like I'm a sucky human being and Jesus loved me. And so my job is to just reciprocate yep. that love into other people.
Yes.
And that's just what we do.
100%.
Bottom line.
Yep,
so
I'm with that.
We'll cut it there unless you want to add that, Alicia.
No, I think that was wonderful. And you're right. And you know what, Mr. Merkel?
Yes.
You know, just everybody has their own gifts. Huh?
Just call me Brian. It's fine.
All right. Mr. Brian.
What are you going down south now?
You know, we all have our own gifts yep. and we all... You know, and so what one person might be really good at, another person isn't, or it's not even about being better at it or not, but right. it may just not be your gifting yeah. and that's okay.
Yep. Amen to that.
It really is. And I'll tell you though, Tony, because my husband and I worked in a homeless ministry years and years ago. And one of the best things that you can do for someone that is homeless is to actually ask and to actually care. Because I'll tell you, there's so many people, you know, there are a lot of people that cheat the system. Absolutely. And I have stories for days about that. But then there are also people that are genuinely down on their luck or really do need the help. And unfortunately, they're seen as kind of like, you know, the scourge of society. Yeah. And it's really sad. And
it is.
And
yes.
And they're not the scourge of society. And, you know, which just breaks my heart. You know, they're a child of God just as much as I am, just as much as you are. And sometimes what they need in that moment, besides a sandwich, is someone just to ask.
Yeah.
Or just someone just to care.
Yeah. And I learned a lot of that when I was younger. I used to do a lot of homeless ministries and stuff and just going to different cities and stuff doing that. You kind of learn how to, you know, communicate with, you know, homeless people, just people that are drunk on the street. And yeah. I will finish the story, though, just because it turns out he wasn't homeless.
Well, maybe he was just having a bad day. Well, and you
a bad stretch of like, so I ask him what his story is. And he tells me that I guess like a month ago, his friends slipped him a Mickey. And it just is this long story because he had won some money. And he points over to his car, which is an Acura sitting right there in front of me. And he's telling me this story about how like it messed him up mentally, and he's trying not to go to like a mental institution. Mm-hmm. So he is going to gas stations to get used to being around people and talking to people. So he asks people to buy him food and stuff just so he gets interaction with people.
Wow.
But he can't wear a mask because it freaks him out too much and goes mm-hmm. crazy. And I don't know what happened to this guy. I think there was some stuff going on upstairs. Yeah, I think he probably did need help, yeah. like mental help, but like he didn't want it. And right. so he thought he was helping himself by driving to Wawa's and
kind of self-medicating.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, psychological therapy.
Yeah, it was interesting. But that's
some free food.
Yeah, like
it always medicates me.
while I'm standing there, like two other people brought him food, and I was just like, I mean, I gotta try this.
Take a day off of work and go stand outside Wawa.
I was like, I can feed my family this way. So, but no, I mean, it was just interesting because that's what I mean, though. Like, you ask people their story, and yeah. you never know what you're gonna get. So,
well, that's just it. That's just it. You don't know what you're gonna get. But you know, the thing is, we have to realize too, and it is just kind of an aside, but. There, but for the grace of God, go I. I mean, I could be that person.
Yeah.
Any one of us could be that person. And yep. that's why we don't get a chance, you know, we don't get a chance to just be bigoted towards people or look down on people because of their situation or any of those things.
I think bigot's an interesting word. It just sounds funny to me.
It does.
Okay.
That's Tony's little aside.
Yeah. Alicia, talk to me about some plastered truck drivers.
Oh, yeah. This is one of my absolute favorite stories and favorite memories, honestly. I had just started my night. I think he was actually probably my first and my last that day, because I was probably done after this guy. But I had just gotten into my car and had put on the app And I got a ping or a ride request from our local casino. And I have driven over there 1,000 times. And so I knew right where to go. And I drive up and I park. And usually what happens is you drive up. There's one spot at the casino where Uber and Lyft drivers go to pick up their riders. So I drive up there and I park and I wait and I wait. And it just like the other guy, he never showed up. So I called and he answers, and it is extremely loud where he's at because he's inside the casino. And there's like a band playing and you can hear the slot machines. And this guy is clearly 3 sheets to the wind, just hammered. And he is just, "Oh, Alicia, Alicia, oh, you're my favorite Uber driver. Thank you so much for coming to get me." I said, "Well, you're welcome. I haven't really gotten you yet. Are you coming out?" He's like, "Oh, I really have to pee. Do you mind if I go pee?" I'm like, "Yes, I'll hang up. You go pee and I will meet you at the car." He says, "Okay, great." He gets off of the phone and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And, you know, at some point after so long, the meter, like, it starts running, you know, like they get charged a late fee. And I don't like for my riders to be charged that. So usually I'll try and get them to the car before that happens. And so I call again and he's like, "Oh, I'm coming. Thank you so much. You're so wonderful. You're great." You know, and he's just all these accolades. And I'm like, "Wow, the guy's not even in my car yet. Okay, great." So he comes bursting out of the casino. And here he stumbles to my car. He gets in, he asks if he can sit in the front, which I'm fine with that. I usually don't care if people sit in the front. And I said, "Yeah, that's fine." And I said, "So where are we going today?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm going to my truck." And I thought, "Your truck?" And he said, "Yeah, my truck." And I said, "Okay." And I said, "You seems like you've had a fun night tonight." And he's like, "Oh yeah, it was great. It was so much fun." And he goes, "You know, and I just had a blast. I love coming to Columbus and you're the best ever. You're the best Uber driver. Thank you so much." And he pulls out his phone and I haven't even pulled out of the lot yet. And he's already flipping through pictures of his wife and his kids and life is great. And they're great and they're beautiful and it's amazing. And this guy was like high on life. And I go driving. So it shows me on my little GPS where I'm going. So I'm going to downtown Columbus to this hotel. So I figured, oh, okay, you know, he's going to his hotel room. So, you know, we drive and we're in the car. It's about a 20-minute drive downtown. And, and he's like, "Man," he's like, "we've been in the car a long time." And I said, "Yep." I said, "But it says we're 2 miles away." He says, "Oh, okay, great." So I pull in front of the hotel and I said, "Well, here we are." And he starts looking around and he's really confused. And he goes, "Well, where are all the semi trucks?" And I said, "The what?" He goes, "The semi trucks. Where's my semi truck?" And I said, you said you were going to a truck. You meant a semi." And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, sir, we're in downtown Columbus at a hotel. Like there's no semi truck parking here." And he, in his drunken stupor, had put in the incorrect address. His semi truck was about a mile away from the casino.
Come on, man.
He sent us all the way to downtown Columbus. So I just kind of laugh and I said, "Okay." I said, "Then we need to add another, you know, we need to end this trip and we need to input the right address." So it took forever. We finally figured out where he needed to go. So we're driving back and he asks me if I'll make a stop. And I said, "Okay, where are you wanting to stop?" He goes, "It's on the way, just to the gas station." I said, "Yeah, sure." So we get to the gas station and I can see the lot, you know, from the gas station. And he brings out a 12-pack of beer. And I said to him, I said, just you're still going to, I said, please tell me you are not going to drive tonight. He goes, oh no, never, never. He goes, you're so wonderful. You're so great. And he continues to call his son. And he's telling his son how wonderful it is in Columbus. And now he's having such a great time. And he has the best Uber driver in the world. And he then proceeds to have me talk to his son. And his poor son is mortified because this guy is just having the time of his life. And his son, I think he had said he was like 16 or 17. So old enough to know that my dad is absolutely plastered beyond belief. And I just apologized to him. I said, I'm so sorry, honey. I said, I'm sure this is a little embarrassing. He goes, you have no idea. And I just said, okay, well, I'm going to give the phone back to your dad now, you know, and gave him the phone. And it was just that guy. He was so funny, just the whole drive to and from. And he begged me for my number so that, you know, next time he came to Columbus, he could be, you know, I could be his personal Uber driver. I said to him, I'm like, well, it doesn't quite work that way. But next time you're in Columbus, if you're at the casino and you know, I'm usually really close by. And he was, he remembered the number that he had called before. And he says, wait, I have it in my phone. I said, yep, that's perfect. I said, just save that number. That's my number. There you go. And of course, that number is not my number. Yeah. It's the scrambled number, you know, that they give to riders, you know, if they need to call to get a hold of their Uber driver. So it was just kind of funny. But yeah, he ended up, he went into his the truck of his semi, or the bed, whatever you call it, the sleeper of his semi. And I would imagine, I can't imagine that that man drank anymore.
Yeah, he probably passed out and doesn't even remember you.
Yeah, yeah, probably not.
I mean, yeah, like he probably, even if he had your number, next morning wakes up, he's like, this isn't my phone.
Imagine, right? Imagine the bribery that 16-year-old son of his has when he can say, you know, Dad, I have your girlfriend was talking to me on the phone. I could tell Mom I was your girlfriend.
That kid's gonna end up with the newest iPhone.
Oh yeah.
And the funny thing is, he's like, I don't remember that at all, son, but golly, I'm scared.
Look at your
phone.
He's
like, oh,
record,
I got this
Dad.
Recorded. Don't worry. You know, kids are smarter at technology than we are.
Oh my, yeah. Here we are giving him ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, that was hilarious. That's awesome.
Yeah. I've heard stories about guys that have, you know, the time off, they're in their truck and they go have a little fun and they make their way back to the truck at the end of the night and stuff. And, you know, it's that lifestyle though. I mean, who was, I don't remember who it was. She lived in her truck pretty much, Dad. We had her on, was it Bunny?
Bunny was one of them. And there was another lady that we also had on.
Yeah.
It's escaping me right now. Yeah.
Bunny, we'll just say Bunny. She literally lives in her truck.
Yeah, it's her home.
I mean, she works constantly. So like when she has time off and stuff, if she wanted to let loose, her final destination at the end of the night is the sleeper of the truck.
Back to her truck.
Yeah. That's who it was. It was the other lady. I forget her name, but she actually was trucking across the country with her kid.
Yeah.
That's right.
I remember that one. Yeah.
So yeah, interesting stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, I have an Uber story, but I'll save it for at the end here. I'll let you finish your stories. You were driving some Ground Pilots. I'll let you take it from there.
Oh yeah. So this was back in March of 2018. This is a story that will, you know, I think to myself, if I ever wondered if there was a God, this was the time that I realized there is one. I had, there were two pilots, cause we have a tiny airfield over here, and, there had been some really bad weather. And so they got grounded, which means they were able to fly in, but they weren't able to fly back. And so they were from Cincinnati, and, Cincinnati is about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, kind of just depending on traffic and how fast you drive. And so they were trying to decide what would be, you know, the best thing to do. Should we take the Uber home? Should we get a hotel? Da, da, da. And they decided on Uber. So I go to pick them up and they tell me their dilemma and that they needed this hour and a half drive. back home. And so I call my husband and I said, okay, this is what's going on. Do you, you know, are you okay with that? And he says, turn on your tracking and I'll be fine. So there's this thing in the Uber app where you can actually have someone track where you're going. So like my husband, like when I would drive like Friday nights, Saturday nights, he would turn on the tracking. So that way he would know where I'm at. And that's so that if anything ever bad happened, they could say, this is where, you know, her Uber, you know, this is where her phone said she was at, you know, at this time. So anyways, those guys were great. They're actually not the star of the story, but, you know, I drove them down to Cincinnati and, they were great, super nice guys. I get, you know, I take them to their little airfield. Cause then of course their vehicles were parked there. They were going to, I think the way it was going to go, I think they were going to drive back to Columbus, however many days later, and someone was going to fly the plane back. I don't know, but, so they get out of the car and, I go to turn off my app because I'm like, okay, I don't know where I'm at. I don't know this area. And I just want to go home. And I get a rider, request. And I thought about it for a second. I was like, you know what, you know, I might as well, you know, I'm already here. There's GPS. It's fine. I'll take this rider. So I go over and it takes me right to the house. You know, this is the one time I didn't have an issue with the GPS. And this guy comes walking out, looks totally normal, no problem at all. And he gets into the passenger side back seat. And I said, oh, hi, how are you doing today? And he goes, oh my God, not good, not good at all. And I like, it kind of took me by surprise. So I turn around and I look at him. I said, well, what's wrong? He goes, I don't know. He goes, but there is an alien about to burst through my chest.
Now that's the kind of rider you want.
And I just look at him and I go, oh, okay. What do you want me to do about that? He goes, I'm going to the emergency room. And I said, okay. And I get the car and I go zooming. And the hospital, I don't know, it was like a 15-minute drive, maybe. It was kind of far away. And we're driving. And as we're driving, I'm like, oh, I hope this guy's okay. You know, I'm thinking, oh, he must. And when he said that, it took me by surprise. But I'm thinking, okay, so he's having like chest pains. Obviously, there's something going on. Am I really the best person to be driving right now? Should we be calling an ambulance? And, you know, and I'm like, sir, should I pull over? Should I call, you know, a squad? They can get you there sooner. He goes, no squads. I can't have a squad taking me. I need you to take me. Okay. All right. I keep driving. And the next thing I hear like whispering and behind me, and I look in the rearview mirror and here's this guy and he's looking down at his chest and he's talking to, I think, himself, maybe the alien that's going to burst out of his chest. I'm not sure, but he's talking, and which automatically puts on alarm bells. And I go, hey, so we're going to the, you know, and I start trying to get him involved in conversation. And as long as I was talking to him, he would talk back. But as soon as the conversation would lag, he would start talking to himself again. And all I could think of was, oh God, please, please. I don't know what's going on with this guy. I don't know if he has a legitimate, you know, issue, because I'm trying to be sensitive. There are people out there that really do have, you know, problems. I don't know, but I'm like, God, just please keep me safe. Keep me safe. And as I'm driving, he says, hey, I have a question for you. And I said, oh God, yes. What's your question? And he goes, so this Uber thing you do you make a lot of money? And I'm like, oh God, I'm thinking in my head, I don't have any cash on me. This guy better not be trying to rob me. And I said, yeah, you can make some good money. Why do you ask? And he says, well, he goes, I need to make some money. And I said, oh, I said, well, you know, just depends on what you want to do with Uber. You know, if you want to drive a lot, you know, it depends on where you drive, you know, during the time, you know, what times and stuff like that. I said, yeah, you can make a good amount. He goes, well, good. He goes, because I need a lot of money. And I said, oh, you need a lot of money. And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, why do you need a lot of money, if you don't mind me asking? He goes, well, I have this. He goes, I have a hobby. And I said, okay, you have a hobby. He goes, yeah. He goes, but you wouldn't like this hobby.
Oh my gosh. This is great.
And I'm like, okay. I said, why do you think I wouldn't like this hobby? He goes, because a lot of people don't like this hobby and it costs a lot of money. And he is deadpan. Like, he is so serious. And I'm sweating bullets. And I'm like, dear Jesus, please keep me safe. Please keep me safe. I said, okay. I said, well, a lot of people have a lot of interesting hobbies. I said, you know, well, what is it? He goes, oh, he goes, well, I can't tell you. I said, okay. So then I start to steer the conversation onto something else. And as I'm doing this, he interrupts me and he says, oh my God. He was like, these femme boys, I can't take it. And I said, these what? And he goes, over there. And because we're stopped at a red light. And there's like this group of, I don't know, teenagers or something. And there's these guys with really tight jeans on. And he goes into this whole thing about how femme boys are destroying the American. Oh gosh, I wish I could remember exactly how he said it, but it's something like femme boys and these fancy little fairy femme boys are destroying America. And he goes into this whole like conspiracy crazy plot about how these men are destroying America. And all I can think of is, oh my God, this guy is nuts. And I'm thinking, well, I'm definitely not going to tell him about my two dads. He'd probably kill me. And which now I wish I would have, because maybe I would have completely just thrown him for a loop. But he said, that's why I need this job. He says, so that I can have money for this hobby of mine. I said, okay, look, buddy. I said, you're either going to tell me what this hobby is or you're going to have to get out of my car. Yeah. Like, I need to know what you're talking about. And he goes, guns. And I said, oh, he goes, yeah. He says, I own guns, lots and lots of guns. And I went, oh, dear God. And I thought to myself, Father, he's going to shoot me in the back of the head. I was like, please keep me safe. And this guy, the whole time I'm dealing with this, I finally get him to the emergency room. But the whole time he then starts arguing with himself about femboys. Wow. And how he needs his guns. And it was crazy. I was like, this guy is nuts. Mm-hmm. He's absolutely nuts. And I was so thankful that nothing crazy happened. He went into the hospital and I turned my app off immediately and I drove back home.
Yeah. You had enough for the night.
Oh, I was done.
Sounds like that guy done. Has some stories for the confessionals.
Yeah, I think so. He might. Okay, so, I'm telling you what, that was the craziest thing. I mean, I've never felt like it was, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like on a totally different level.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy talking to himself, talking about femboys, I hope he got the help that he needed, whether it was an alien jumping out of his chest or what it was.
Yeah, he could have been possessed or something too. I mean, the way he was acting, you know.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
Oh, I'm just being honest. I mean, it sounds like, you know, he could have been possessed and, you know, the alien inside of him was the demon, you know? He was probably off his rocker one way or another.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just insane. Insane.
Sounds like it. I would have been scared too. I would have been picturing like just a knife going to the side of my neck while I'm driving. Wow. Oh. like that's how my mind works. I'm like, this guy's going to kill me.
Oh yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking the whole entire time. So the whole entire ride, I'm like trying to keep him engaged in conversation because I figured if he was talking, you know. And hopefully I could get him talking about other things, but it was just, I don't know. He just kept talking about the alien in his chest.
He didn't have
alien in his chest.
He didn't have a duffel bag full of plastic and duct tape, did he?
Thank God, no. It was just him and his jacket. Yeah.
Good. Wow. I'll tell you. Yeah. I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like Uber drivers probably have a lot of stories. Yeah. Now that I'm hearing your stories and like just the idea, yeah, you're picking up a lot of people
and
that
you don't know them.
You don't know them, and yeah. you know they're partying and all that stuff. Wow, yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's just it. There are so, I mean, I have so many more stories, but it would take, I mean, we'd be on this call forever, but you know, and that's just it. Like I've seen so many people. And it isn't just the drunk college students. I've had plenty of just people going from the airport to home and here and there. And I can't tell you how many times I've had girls get into the back of my car and say, "Oh, thank God it's you." Like they've known me forever. And I'm like, "Oh," and they're like, "I can't tell you how thankful I am that I'm in your car and not some creepy dude, you know, some creepy old Uber driver."
Yeah, I can imagine that too.
Now you know why I'm not an Uber driver.
You don't want to be that creepy.
I don't
want to
be that
Uber
creepy
driver.
Old guy. You know what I mean? It's just,
yeah, the young girls will be like, is he hitting on me? No, I was just talking to him in the conversation.
Like, holy cow, it's called a rearview mirror, and I got to look at the back, you know?
Calm right. down, Grandpa. Oh, man. Yeah, I'll tell you, I had this experience in Houston. I was doing a live show down there, and I got off the plane. I'm at the airport. Now that I think about it, this isn't much of an Uber story. Yeah, I'll tell the story anyways. So so I got off, and I got a text that my ride was going to be late, and they asked if I could take an Uber to the hotel, which is like 40 minutes away. And I said, yeah, sure. So I never used Uber before. I downloaded the app and just figured it out. And the guy comes, and just a really nice guy. And, you know, I'm peddling him my podcast, and, you know, I'm like,
there you go.
Look me up, bro.
Little salesman.
Yeah. And because he asked me, why am I here in town? Oh, well, I'm doing a live show. Oh, what do you do? Podcast, you know? So we're talking, and we get 40 minutes down the road, we get to the hotel, and he takes my bags out for me. I was just like, wow, this is really nice. Like, I should do Uber more often. And, I go into the hotel and I go to check in. Now, nobody's there yet. Like none of the people that I was working with was there. And so I go to check in and I reach in my back pocket for my wallet and it ain't there. And I was like, and I'm looking everywhere frantically. And like I had it on me because I had to get on the plane, the ID and all that stuff. And I'm like, holy crap. I leave it in the Uber car. So like, I mean, I think I called him directly from that, whatever number it was. And, And he went and he looked in his car, pulled over, and he said, it's not here. And I was like, oh, crap. You know, like,
right.
My wallet was freaking stolen because I forgot a part of the story. When I'm standing there waiting for the Uber driver, this guy, now, like, everybody there is just got off the plane. Nobody knows anything. And this guy comes over to me, like, right in my face, like, uncomfortably. And he's like, hey, do you know where blah, blah, blah is? I'm like, dude, like, no, I just got off the plane, bro. Like I'm not from here. And he just kind of like walked with me uncomfortably close. Mm-hmm. And, and I'm like, you know, I'm looking for this Uber driver and I'm like at this guy, like just weirding out behind me. And, you know, I get in the car and I go and I was, that's all I didn't think about it. And then it just hit me. I'm standing there, I'm like, that dude stole my freaking wallet. And I was pissed, and my friend, you know who it is, Wes Gerber from Sasquatch Chronicles. He comes and
from where?
I don't know, some other show. So so
I love it.
He comes and he gets to the hotel. I tell him and everybody what happened. So him and I go 40 minutes back to Houston or back to the Houston airport to get. Just to find out what's going on to see what happened. And I get in there and I'm looking all over the place and I go up to this counter and I'm like, did you happen to find a wallet anywhere? And I was like, they're not gonna, you know, it's gone. And they're like asking me questions. And I'm like, why are you asking me so many freaking questions? Cause they had my wallet. And they said they found it down some hallway down like in some other terminal.
Wow.
And nothing was that missing. So I guess the guy was just looking for cash. I don't know. But nothing was missing. But between the time that I realized I lost my wallet to the time that I found the wallet, I canceled all my freaking cards.
Wow.
And oh, so, no.
I had no money. But the great part about it was, the great part about it was all my food and drinks were on Wes.
Nice.
He hooked me up. So it actually turned out to be a good weekend, you know?
right.
But yeah. Anyways, Alicia, it was good talking to you about this stuff. I thank you for coming on the show.
Of course. I really enjoyed it. I'm so happy that I got the opportunity to talk to both of you.
Oh, yeah. We're glad you did. We're glad you came on. It was awesome to talk with you.
Yeah.
I never thought Uber, I didn't think Uber drivers had so much fun. I mean, that's actually really cool. I still don't want to do it for a living, but it's really cool.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if I'll ever go back, you know, maybe after all this craziness, that'll ever end.
Yeah.
Which is another topic for another day.
Yes, it is.
For another show.
The other show.
The other show. The other show.
The other show.
The other show that doesn't exist yet, but it's coming to a link near you. There let's put it that way.
Exactly.
Little teaser.
Yeah.
Well, that's the show, everybody. We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, please share the show with your friends. We don't care where you share the show or how you share the show. Just share the show if you enjoyed it, because that's the best thing you can do to help this show grow. We are trying our darndest to give you some good content right now. And the least you can do is just share it around, because that doesn't cost you anything and it helps us a ton. So thank you very much for being here and listening to another episode of Hammer Lane Legends. We love doing the show and we're glad that you're here riding along with us. And until next week, friends, keep the hammer down in the hammer lane. Oh, and this outro song is actually a song my son absolutely loves. A listener emailed this song saying that her grandson absolutely loves it when she plays it, and I played it for my son and he loved it. He wants to hear it all the time, so you're gonna hear it too, because we love our kids. All right, guys, see ya.
This next song is about trucks. It's called Trucks. I'm sitting in this living room just playing my guitar, and now there comes a rumbling sound from I don't know how far. I go right to the window till she comes into view. There's no one nowhere anyhow loves trucks the way I do.
Get rolling.
Big trucks and little trucks and long trucks and tall, old trucks and new trucks, delivery or long haul. Silver trucks and rusty trucks and every truck you see, as long as it's a truck, well, it's just fine by me.
Downshift, going uphill.
Far back as I remember, it's always been this way. Whenever I see most any truck, it makes a better day. In every size and color, for anything you need. And oh, I like the music when they're shifting up to speed.
Skip change.
Big trucks and little trucks and long trucks and tall, old trucks and new trucks, delivery or long haul. Silver trucks and rusty trucks and every truck you see, as long as it's a truck, well, it's just fine by me.
Throw it in the fifth.
There's nothing like a pickup truck for a winding dusty road, and you can't beat a trailer truck for any heavy load. And if I had a fire truck, then you could clang the bell. I'd be just fine with any truck, as anyone can tell.
Open it up.
Big trucks and little trucks and long trucks and tall, old trucks and new trucks, delivery or long haul. Silver trucks and rusty trucks and any truck you see, as long as it's a truck, well, it's just fine by me.
1 mile to go.
I dream about the open road and traveling many days and meeting many people with all their many ways. I dream about forgotten roads and finding where they go. At night I'll sleep inside my truck, this is what I know. Big trucks and little trucks and long trucks and tall, old trucks and new trucks, delivery or long haul. Silver trucks and rusty trucks and every truck you see, as long as it's a truck, well, it's just fine by me. As long as it's a truck, well, it's just fine by me. As long as it's a truck, you know it's just fine by me.